I'm super happy to be working directly with you on the important mission to advance accessibility for all. And I'm honored to be with all of you today. I'm joining from my home in Montclair, New Jersey, and hope that everyone who's joined this virtual national convention is well, that you're well amid the challenges that our country confronts of a global pandemic and persistent racial and other inequalities. I know equity is a basic principle of the National Federation of the Blind, and it's special to be with you the month we celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And let me add a particular thank you to any students in the audience. I know COVID-19 has made this a very challenging time and year. As Mark said, I'm Tim Bozik, the President of Global Product and North America Courseware at Pearson, and that means I'm responsible for Pearson's global product strategy, our research and development, and product management, as well as our North America publishing business. For those not familiar with Pearson, we're the world's learning company. We provide content assessment and other digital services to millions of teachers and learners in over 70 countries around the world. And all of that is in service of our purpose, which is to help people make progress in their lives through learning. As a leader in education, we have a special responsibility to serve blind learners and all people with disabilities. I'm happy to join this conference to share our work and vision for a more accessible future and to hear and learn directly from all of you. I've organized this brief talk around three main points. The first is what Pearson is doing now with the National Federation of the Blind. The second is why our partnership is a good cultural fit and can be a force for progress. And the third is what else Pearson is doing to advance accessibility for all. On the first point, we're proud of the work we're doing this year with the National Federation of the Blind, and I'm excited to tell you about it. But before I get to progress, I want to acknowledge our past, the past that Mark referenced. Last year at this conference, you called on Pearson to do better. You called on us to demonstrate a full commitment to accessibility, ensure that our new products conform to accessibility standards. You called on us to be more responsive to schools, to students, to parents. You called out certain Pearson products, and you called on us to communicate publicly about our commitment to blind students. Your criticism was fair, your call to action was justified, and we heard you. Today, I'm happy to report about how we're answering that call. As Mark mentioned, we've been engaged with leaders of the National Federation of the Blind in many discussions about how we can best strengthen our commitment to the blind. After exchanging ideas in a series of very productive meetings and appropriate increased insistence from the NFB that it was the right thing to do, we decided to enter into a formal agreement. I'm proud to announce or convey that in March, Pearson and the National Federation of the Blind officially signed up, locked arms, and began working in concert toward a more accessible future for blind learners. Here are some of the ways we're working together under the new agreement to make our higher education assessment and products and services more accessible to you. First, after years of providing project-based consultation, the NFB is now acting in a formal consulting role with Pearson to inform our accessibility roadmap and specific product remediation. This will help us improve product design, processes, development, and policies. NFB will specifically review and advise us on the accessibility roadmaps for our key higher education products. Second, NFB is helping Pearson promote a culture of accessibility internally. Increasing awareness and enriching our culture is a critical means to better understand and serve the needs of blind learners. Third, we're opening a communications channel for the NFB to directly and regularly inform us about accessibility issues that you're experiencing. This will help us to respond and remediate faster. Fourth, as part of the agreement, we've already begun to conduct audits of our most important higher education products. We know that removing accessibility barriers to STEM education is a priority. Specifically, we're in the process of auditing over 40 of Pearson's widely used MyLab and Mastering courses for accessibility with the goal to identify and remediate as many issues as quickly as possible. For those not familiar, MyLab and Mastering are personalized digital tools that help students succeed in learning that involves problem solving and practice. We're also conducting audits of key user journeys, such as registration, accessing homework assignments, and using the e-text, so that we ensure that students with disabilities have a positive, simple, and easy experience with our products. 15 audits have been completed. We started with those based on their high usage as well as their feature sets, which are representative of a broader number of titles in our portfolio. Learnings from the audits will help inform our ongoing work with the NFB to prioritize and remediate products with accessibility gaps. Last, we'll communicate publicly and transparently. We'll post accessibility updates on our public-facing websites, and we'll make details of our accessibility status and plans available to customers who need them. These actions will make our progress and commitment to accessibility more transparent. This is important. I think it will also promote awareness and assert leadership in the education sector and hopefully across industries. Our new agreement will serve as a catalyst to accelerate the work needed to improve accessibility for blind students. It's the headline of what Pearson is doing now with the National Federation of the Blind, but it's not the only thing we're doing together in an effort that needs to be sustained and the work committed to. I'm also happy to share that Pearson's entered a innovative mentoring program with the NFB. Next month, Pearson, working with the NFB, will expand our corporate disability mentoring program. The expanded program will include a mentoring triad, and that triad will bring together blind mentees, sighted Pearson professionals, and blind NFB professionals. This is a new approach to mentorship for Pearson and an opportunity to help blind youth learn and succeed in their careers. It's also an opportunity for Pearson employees to learn directly from blind mentees and to better understand their lived experiences. Incorporating those experiences into our work will make an impact for countless more blind students. You can learn more about this program on the NFB website, on Pearson's website, and through social media channels, and the application process is open through July 31st. Now let me turn to the second point, which is why our partnership with the National Federation of the Blind is a really good cultural fit and could be a force for progress. I want to tell you a few things about Pearson's culture and people that make me believe that we can be a force for progress together. First, serving all learners is central to Pearson's culture, our moral fabric, and leadership across our education and assessment business. I mentioned earlier that our purpose is to help people make progress in their lives through learning, and this can only be fulfilled when our products and services are accessible to all users, including those with visual challenges. Eliminating barriers and increasing opportunities for all is also reflected in our sustainability goals, which are publicly communicated every year. In fact, the very first pillar of our sustainability goals is to reach more learners by improving access to our products and services. Second, I know the people of Pearson. I've worked here over two decades. We've got a team of passionate leaders across the company that are personally committed to accessibility. These are people across functions and product and content production and marketing and sales and strategy and government affairs and finance. They're in our education and assessments business. They're in the United States and they're around the world. Many are part of our disability employee resource group called Pearson ABLE. And I'd like to tell you just a bit about them. Pearson ABLE is a force for cultural awareness and change within our company. The group is growing and it's got multiple chapters around the world. They're dedicated to promoting disability equity, celebrating those who break barriers, and developing a culture where the needs of people with disabilities are understood and addressed. The group leads internal awareness events and they create webinars, blogs, and other resources for Pearson employees. And last year, our assessment business hosted an accessibility institute with 25 virtual training sessions for employees on accessibility. Finally, accountability is one of our four explicit company values. We've embraced our past issues and mistakes that we've made. We found gaps in resourcing and technology and policy implementation that compromised our ability to consistently deliver accessibility. We're holding ourselves accountable and we're taking actions to address those issues. There is a strong cultural and value alignment with the National Federation of Blind that really runs deep in our DNA. In addition to the cultural fit, let me share a few things we're doing from an investment and operational perspective. First, we're investing in accessibility and becoming even more customer focused. We've invested nearly $9 million since 2018 in the production of accessible courseware, and we're becoming more learner centric with engagements just like this with the NFB and with other groups. We're also investing millions of dollars in a new Pearson learning platform that will have accessibility by design. It'll accelerate product innovation and allow us to make faster updates. The Pearson learning platform is one of the company's top priorities, and it's going to significantly advance our accessibility efforts. And last, Pearson's rededicated attention and resources to the implementation of accessibility goals and policies. On this point, our relationship with the National Federation of Blind is especially critical. We're each leaders in our respective fields, and I'm confident we'll make greater impact together. And just as the NFB partners with multiple stakeholders to influence and drive progress, so does Pearson, which brings me to point number three. What else Pearson is doing to advance accessibility for all? Earlier, I mentioned Pearson Able. They've helped us to form alliances in the broader accessibility community. With counsel from Able, Pearson became a member of the Valuable 500 last year. The Valuable 500 is a global movement to put disability on the business leadership agenda. As part of our membership, we've agreed to create a Pearson-wide global disability policy framework, which is currently under review. And our Valuable 500 membership also includes a commitment to mentorship and a partnership with mentoring.com. Also, with the help of Pearson Able, we decided to begin reporting our accessibility practices to a group called Disability In. Disability In is a nonprofit dedicated to an inclusive global economy where people with disabilities participate fully and meaningfully. Last week, Disability In a joint initiative with the American Association of People with Disabilities, released scores of its Disability Equality Index, and Pearson was named one of the best places to work for disability inclusion. That doesn't mean we have everything worked out, but it means we take this seriously. The scores are based on a variety of factors, including our vendor relationships. And I'd like to mention two vendors we're especially proud to work with, T-Base and Barrier Break. The scores were T-Base Communication is one of America's leading providers of textbooks in accessible formats. In October, we announced a partnership with T-Base to deliver Braille and large print textbooks to educators and students faster and at lower cost. We also have a partnership with a company called Barrier Break. Barrier Break is a team of leading experts in accessibility technology with a proud culture of hiring people with disabilities. We use Barrier Break as an external quality assurance team. They test our digital products to ensure we're complying with WCAG 2.1 AA standards. We're proud of our broader efforts and recognition, but I want to be clear that we're conscious that much work remains to create an even stronger culture of inclusion and service to people with disabilities. With your engagement, we know we'll keep moving forward, and with your help, we're confident that we'll advance our mission to help all people make progress in their lives through learning. So, in conclusion, I hope you found this talk to be at least a bit informative about what's come of the challenges we received a year ago, engaged in, and responded to, and I'm really glad that I could join you today. I'll close by saying again, I know this has been an especially difficult year for blind students, people with disabilities, and their families. The global pandemic has presented new challenges that your sighted colleagues and peers, myself included, just don't have to deal with. Many of these challenges around your education, but many more about public health and the lives that you lead. People with disabilities have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19. We know that, and we care deeply. beyond our empathy, we're committed to actions to remove accessibility barriers, working closely with Mark, the National Federation of the Blind. You, the members of the National Federation of the Blind, have challenged Pearson to do just that, to use our position as the world's learning company to make progress. We accept your challenge. I personally accept your challenge, and I personally embrace our partnership with Mark and the team. Thank you for your time today and for joining the session. We look forward to hearing more from you throughout the year and returning next year to update you on what we've accomplished together. Thank you, Mark.